Okay, Morag Rabbeisai, we are in our,
Matt, what are you doing?
I guess, third or fourth installment of the discussions about common camp conundrums. This one involved what happened last week in this wonderful camp, Camp Misora, campmisora.com. Oh, and I just made it up. And can be found on Twitter and Facebook. Now that we've given them some publicity, we can move on. Okay. So this week's parsha, we talk about Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen. And there was a society that was depraved. And Pinchas got up and he did what was right. Certainly not was right to Zimri. And did something to Cosby and Zimri that stopped a Megefa. And even in a society that's depraved, he recognized that we, the Jews, have to be better. And came along Pinchas, and he said, I don't care if in other generations there's spiritual immorality, that doesn't sit well with me. And in our own society, some want to argue against the Inyan of Kol Isha, and what do they want to say? It spits. And they want to say that the reason why Kol Isha should be mother, Rabbi, come on! Live with the times! Everybody's doing it, everybody sings, and nobody's attracted to it anymore. And Bedavka, in that depraved society, that's when we set Gedarim even stronger and say, no. So there is no heterim that anybody will find from any competent Orthodox rabbi that says, well, society's changed in the sense of we're so depraved, the morality and the sexuality is such that, let's not worry about this now. Okay, let's move on to things that are actual, conundrums. And that's not true. And we have to establish the gedarim that our great rabbis have established, and there's nothing to discuss on that. But what there is to discuss is what and how do we define this inyan of Kol B'Isha Erev? And are there any potential heterim? Are there heterim when it involves microphones and radio? Are there heterim that involves TV and videos? Are there any heterim that involves a certain amount of girls singing together? What about your own wife? Sounds strange. So we're going to try the best that we can. Beli Neder, without missing even a moment of V'hurachum. I say Baruch, but Baruch is at the end sometimes, so yeah. To be able to hear this discussion about this very important topic. So, source number one is, I think, the source, although there are other Gemaras I'll quote for you in a moment. Source number one is the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos in Daf Chav Dalad Amud Aleph says, Amar Shmuel, Kol B'Isha Erev, Shenemar, Dach Kolecha, Arev. Your voice is beautiful and sweetened to me. Sar b'isha erva, right? We know all these shok b'isha erva, all these things that are usher. And amongst those definitions, all of them quite important in their own right and deserve their own shiurim. How a woman has to cover her hair, how a woman's body should be covered. Lo'aleinu. And not always followed in certain dining room situations. And before we elaborate on this Gemara, there are other Gemaras that discuss this. There's a Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Ayin, a very important Gemara, in my opinion, a very strange Gemara. Rav Nachman wrote to Rav Yehuda. Rav Nachman's not happy, and strangely enough, he says to Rav Yehuda, "Nu, how's Yalta, your wife? Send the regards." And he goes through a whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda is not happy with the way that he's paskined. Rabbi Nachman, not the one from Breslov, Rav Nachman, and he says to him, "You want me to send regards? I can't do that. Kol B'Isha Erva." So this is a strange Gemara. We're going to have a problem with this one. What does that mean? Just her talking. There are other Gemaras, a famous Gemara in Sota, and when they're singing together, equals pritzos. Nice. Even if it's men and women together, yeah, good. Story about Yael, the sister that she was singing, the Gemara says. So let's define this famous Gemara in Brachos. What is it talking about? Zuck the... Here I've quoted the sheet of Rashi. Rashi writes, what does it mean? Kolech Arev? Shema Mina Taibu! There is a codified on the books Isser of Kol B'Isha Erva. An Erva means because it is a Taiva. When a woman is singing in such a way, it could add to sexual stimuli. And it might not be that I will be attracted to that woman, but it will ingratiate thoughts that are improper and could lead to certainly improper things. And therefore, it's usur. And this is an important statement, because sometimes we also make the excuse of, oh yeah, Rabbi. I'll tell you why my situation is different. Because, you see, when I go, I happen to be I'm not talking about myself, Chas v'Shalom. I have a friend. And he likes to go to the opera, right? And anybody who's ever heard anything about the opera, obviously not seen it on TV because that would be usur, and gone to an opera, that would be not only usur, but a waste of your money, right? What's there? There are women, let's say, sing, all that stuff. Have you seen the women there? Like, the whole zach is, in order to be a good singer, you need to be a little bit, you know, larger in charge. Right? Balbuster. You need to shop in, you know. I'll tell you a funny story. This is why I won't be on Y.U. Torah, but it's a good story. It was Chanukah time, when I first got married, a few years after. And it's a good one. And I wanted to buy presents for my wife, and I thought it'd be a nice minhag. You buy her 8 presents, 8 nights. Yeah. So I was buying her different presents, and I was working at the time in Hackensack, New Jersey. Hackensack, New Jersey is like godforsaken disgust of, you know, America, of New Jersey, even it's bad. And so I was looking around, what am I going to find, whatever. Fine. So there was a store across the street from us, and it was called The Little Lady. So I went in there and I said, you know, my wife's a little lady. I said, I want to buy her something. She's showing me all these different things. And she said, well, what's your wife's size? I'm like, how the heck would I know that? So she shows me, you know, the large and she shows me the small. And the small actually looks pretty large. And I'm like, she's definitely a small. She's got, good. So I get this nice little outfit, which is the last time I ever brought my wife clothes. Good. Parenthetically, I then went to a framing store and I took one of our wedding pictures and I put it in a nice new frame and this and that. And then I got in a lot of trouble because the CFO told me he's going to fire me. I said, why? He says, obviously you have another job. I said, what do you mean? Because have you been to that framing store lately? The guy took my pictures, probably the first time in like 20 years anybody ever went into that store, and the whole store had pictures of me and my wife on it. It's quite scary, with our phone number. And anyway, so I present this present to my wife, and she starts like almost crying. I'm like, what's wrong? She says, this is what you think of me? This is what you think I am? A little lady? And I have no idea what's going on. It's one of those husband moments where like, you know, you gotta try to like Google this, what did I do wrong? And I realized that little lady is a lashon sagi nahor of fat women's store. And I didn't realize that, and I bought her a small, but it was not small in, you know, regular people sizes. Okay, I made a mistake. So you're gonna tell me that there's a heter to go ahead and go because these women are looking, it doesn't matter. There's no heter. Oh, she's ugly, Rabbi. Don't worry. Yichud mutter. Because have you seen my cleaning lady? I mean, come on, Rabbi. Even me. There's no heter for that. That's weird. And Rashi's saying, Taiva, when we understand that, we don't know the Taiva. I mean, have anybody ever seen here the show Jerry Springer? You're going to tell me there never existed an ugly woman in the world that married somebody else? That's what the whole premise of the show is, for you to feel good about yourself at 11 o'clock staying home from high school and saying, I'm a loser, I'm a nothing, and say, well, I don't have such a bad life. Look at this guy, he married his sister. Look at this guy, he likes his mom. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole premise of the show. So there's taivas in the world. But the ikar machlokes here is that, what is the Gemara talking about? Zuck the Rishonim a machlokes atzuma. The base of Achira is just the one that I decided to quote, but it comes from Rav Haigo and Rabbeinu Yonas and the Shita Mukubetz, the Mordechai, the Ritva, says, Shach Adam Yizahir, Sheyikra Kriyashma, or Palel, the Kol Shel Zemer Beisha Erva Le'inyan Kriyashma, or Bilvai, Bemashain Ragivba. when it comes to Kriya Shema, the Gemara is talking about Kriya Shema, it's talking about Tefillah. We discussed last week Mechitza. So you're in the shul, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's famous tshuva, and technically your mechitza is okay, but if the woman is singing, or she's not dressed appropriately, you can't say Kriya Shema in front of her. We talked about this in the Aruch HaShulchan. You got a problem. Zakti Meiri, and those side of Rishonim, see, it's a Kriya Shema issue. Guess what? Great, Zimriya, no Kriya Shema. Even though they, you know, a few moments later they might daven Ma'ariv there. I'm surprised they didn't do it in the shul. But they did it in a place where they do daven Ma'ariv sometimes. Okay, fine, that's another Shiloh for another day. But here, what's the right? What's so bad? It's Kriya Shema. And in fact, one of the famous, or some would say infamous, articles on this was written by Saul Berman, who was the rabbi for many years in a camp that I went to, that I obviously, for legal reasons, can't mention the name here. In Camp Misora, but it sounds like Misora except Marasha. And so he had a whole slew of heterim, at least two articles that I read on this. One I actually, as a kid at Chutzpah, when I went to this camp, discussed with him, and he just, you know, shooed me aside. But one of his sources is that, well, if you go a Liba to these Rishonim, so we really could be pretty makil, even though there are some Rishonim who say that this is a Kol B'Yisha Erevah is not Kriya Shema, as it is a Daraisa, based on the Machlokes and the Rambam and the Ramban. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this in his tshuva, his first half of the tshuva, discusses the Machlokes here and saying, wow, there could be a Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra here, so you're going to be really careful. Again, he thinks it's a Darabanan, even a Liba according to the Rambam, who's Machmir when it comes to Erevah. But then there's a whole other group of Rishonim, i.e. the Rush, here in source number 4, the Rid, the Riff, and many others, who say, Lav Linyan Kriya Shema Kamar, Elisha Asa L'Shema Kol Hanasha. The Rush Pasim, and we know, being Rush Jews, being Jews of Ashkenazi descent, this is the way the Torah is going to Pasim, like his daddy. The Shulchan Aruch here, actually in source number 5, is not as clear, and says, Leishi Zohar, though for the, there's some people who have seats, it's Mamish not clear, because it's backwards. But Yeshvi Zohar Mishmois Kol Zemr Shal Isha B'Shas Kriya Shema. Ho ho! Wait a minute. Maybe we found a... But, which I didn't quote and I should have. If you look in Eben HaEzer, Simen Chav Aleph Sif Beis, he's quite clear exactly what the Rama here says. B'Ishto Abal Kol HaRagil Eino Erva. All type of voices are usher except for talking voices, although this is the Rama talking. The Rama obviously wasn't quite aware in his day because it was many years later. But I found a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi. Shevet HaLevi was Rav Vosner, just passed away about a year ago. Very, very important posek, wonderful svarim. His son has a shtibel right by my house. Yechashev and Ben Sion Vosner, and he actually writes, not going to believe this, he says it nonetheless, it's not just Kol B'Yisha Erva is what we think singing. He says, you're right, you're allowed to talk to a woman, that's fine, but going to a speech, maybe a poetry reading, something where a woman is getting up there and she's speaking, that's for sure usher. So Rav Moshe finds he does not understand this. He has a tshuva where he's quite makel on this. So he's talking about singing. But the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins like the Rush, and that is the mainstream approach. Even though I quoted a lot of Rishonim on the other side, all the tshuvas, all the achronim go aliba according to the Rush, the Riff, the Chulu. So, once we define this, we have to figure out if there are any heterim. So first of all, let's start with heterim for types of people. It seems that the original Isser only applied to a woman that is in need. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting tshuva, where Rav Moshe says it's talking about a girl who's in need. I think he gives the age of 11 years old as the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is there. So he has a whole pilpul on these type of subjects. Talks about a guy on a bus. Very strange case. Right? Imagine Mark our bus driver, right, who's driving the van, and he's, you know, in my way of thinking, you know, it's a girl's day off, and they're all going on the bus, and all of a sudden, they start singing, the wheels on the bus go round and round. They start singing, all these girls. They start singing whatever, Britney Spears' latest hits. And now what does he do? Mark's a frum guy from Meir Shaarim. What is he going to do? So if Dershu quotes, I forgot who it was, who says, no, he doesn't have to jump out of the thing while he's driving it. He doesn't have to crash into the side of the road like the bus did to Dorney Park. He doesn't have to do that. He says he's allowed to drive. It's his Parnassa, and then there are other entertainment based on Parnassa. But if it's not his Parnassa, he's got to turn around. Hey, enough already, girls. So, I was thinking about all these things. The guys were asking when I gave the shiur on Shabbos. So they're asking all these questions. What if you're, Gary Wallen? What if you're, he's a musician. What if you're a musician? And now you want to do a concert, a women's concert. So I think that along those lines, when you know defined, and this is the way it is, and that I would assume is usher. Even though there's heterion, let's say, for the 9 days, or maybe for the 3 weeks, and stuff like that, it's your parnasa, maybe less than 9 days. That's what I would think. The Piskei Tshuva asks the question, what about when your wife's a nidah? We are generally pretty mako when it comes to things like yuchud, right? You have to understand that when your wife's a nidah, so she is usher to you, mitzad, even more machmir than, let's say, a regular, say a woman, your neighbor is a nidah. So we don't say you can't pass something to her, but your wife you can't pass something to. So says the Piskei Tshuva, I'm not sure about a kol. That's not really so exciting to the husband. Again, what are we worried about? We worry about anything that might draw intimacy and might draw them to forget, or Rahman al-Sal not forget, but say, I can't, I have such a taiva for you, even though you're a nida. And they're all different harchakos, as we call it, that involve this. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein is machmir, the Orch HaShulchan, the kids of Shulchan Aruch, and says it's better not to listen to your wife singing when she's a nida. Rav Avadah Yosef and his tshuva seems to be makel in this regard, although he does write a Baal Nefesh should be machmir on himself, but Rav Willig, it's reported, says a person doesn't have to be machmir, Rav Avadah is good enough for us in that case. It applies to Goyish women, it applies to, but again, let's try to understand. So the Mishnah Berurah here in source number 6 says afilu pnuya aval shelo b'shas kriyas shema shari aval shelo yikavin lahanos mihem. So sometimes you have, right, some of these becheskes nidas, which is all women. You say, well, I'm going out with a girl. You know, hopefully she's a nida. What I mean by that is we hope she's not going to the mikvah and following taras hamishpacha because she's not married. So they're all, everybody's considered to be becheskes nida then. So it would apply to every type of woman. Any married woman, the Magen Avraham says, would be usher. So now, what I'd like to open up to is to try to find a possible heter, if you will, a few sniffim lahakel, when it comes to the common camp conundrums of you have a mixed camp and you want to have a singing competition, and you're machmir, you're going to do it before the 3 weeks. So, were there any heter we could find? So first of all, what I've tried to do in these series of shiurim is to try to train your minds to stop thinking the way logic dictates your minds to think. Because your skewed minds, I'm sorry I'm being a little mean, your skewed minds are telling you what to think because of preconceived notions. But if you want to be halachic Jew, you'll actually will research the topic and say, well, wait a minute. Now let's see if this is actually asur or mutter. There is a martial tshuva written by the Sri Deish. It is, to me, one of the most beautiful of his tshuvas, not to say that I know a lot of it. And Rav Weinberg here opens the topic up to, my opinion, really to the forefront of understanding and great Musar will learn together in a moment. Just so you know that the Sri Deish was Rav Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, so he was a prominent Poseik Talmud Chacham in the German community after the times of Rav Hildesheimer and Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch. Soloveitchik said, anything he says is golden. He said, except for one tshuva he didn't agree with. It wasn't this tshuva. It was about stunning animals would be mutter, and you could do you'd be able to do shchita on them. It turned out that they actually learned together in the University of Berlin, or when Soloveitchik was there, they became very good friends. And he was asked, this is a typical question. There was a group in France that was called Yeshurin. It was similar to a group, a co-ed group, I don't know if you will, an NCSY type of group, an Akiva type of group, and maybe a little bit different, maybe a lot different, but certainly the original idea of NCSY was to be Makara people who weren't on the Derech. And one of the things that went back into Judaism or to Judaism itself was Miros. And all of a sudden these Haredim walked into these large gatherings, and there were girls and boys, you're not going to believe this, close your ears, singing together Smiros and Shabbos. Right? In a dining room together with the waiters in the center, and the girls were singing, and everybody was singing together. The Haredim was saying, what's going on over here? Aliba de emes, how can this be? This is horrible. And they posed the question to him. And I think that his lashon is golden if we weren't to even read anything about how he paskins. Because first he says, I know about this, Yeshurin, v'achshav kamu neged, they're against this chug, yodua shel charedim asher lifnei da'atam ein hadar azois, it's not ruach ha-yehudit, it's not the right thing. The surah, the formation of it even is usher. Banim u'banois are together for avodas Hashem. Are you kidding me? And they're singing mizmorim yachad zmiros shel suda shlishis, so suda Shabbos zmiros kodesh in another way. I want to answer you. Number one, preconceived notions. Bevada yesh leimam yishli smoch. First of all, calm down and sit down for a second. Because now I'm going to school you and teach you halacha. This reminds me of a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he came out with his tshuva on artificial insemination, so many communities were upset, specifically the Satmar community. How can he say that? How can it be mutter? The whole thing. And the Satmar Rebbe wrote a lot of different letters against it. One night, the Hasidim decide of Satmar, we're going to go to Rav Moshe and we're going to tell him what we think of that tshuva. And they want a bracha from the Rebbe before they go. God knows what they're interested in doing. And they went for the bracha, and the Satmar Rebbe said, let me ask you a question. What's going to happen when Moshe talks to you in learning? What are you going to do then? Where are they going? You know, they're like, we're being zealous. That's not zealous. You don't even know what a lamdan is. So he's saying to these Haredim, he said, whoa, wait a minute. Let's understand what the Heterim are first. You might not like it, but calm down. Alpi din Torah tzorich lahafrish anashim minashim kedei shelo yavo lekalas rosh. Kimuru, like we said last week, shir. Sukkah nanala from his base. Might tik yado hayatek on anashim yoshev is b'chutz. He goes, you're right. I get it. Even the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they couldn't control themselves, the men. And they had to do a Tikkun Gadol, like the Gemara. The Adayin Hayah by Lidei Kalas Rosh. The Yeshmi, the next and last paragraph on this page, the Yeshmi Sha'oimer, Sha'a Isser Hu Rak, Mishmoya Kol Isha, Erevo could go to Ashes Ish, about low Kol Pinyog, but they're single. Nah, that's not like the Lashon of the Rambam. Nafkamina, Ben Nisir Pinyog, no. Meduba Yoitz, Shabbos, Miros, Shal Shabbos, Yasser. Lechachila. Next page. Golden lashon. Their kabban is l'shem shemayim, l'hatzios ha'nor misakonos of tumah, l'afrishosam ba'ashkaz. You know what they're doing? Do you have any idea what's going on, my dear Haredim? These people are making a decision between becoming reform or not even Jewish anymore, and staying Orthodox. And you're not going to give me a second to explain to you a heter for it? Do you understand? It's hatzos nefashos mamish. And do you know that the great Rav Hiltzheimer, and he doesn't mention, but also Rav Samson of Fall Hirsch, Ra also, Matsa shiurim b'tanach. They were giving shiurim to women in Tanach and in Shulchan Aruch. Lufi nashim tzi'irais b'zulus. Why? V'atamu mishum eis la'asos la'Hashem. Hey, future us. There are certain times where there's an eis la'asos. There's a time you have to do something, you have to change the norms because things are changing. In the times of the Magen Avraham, women were illiterate. That's why he says, well, they'd be yoytzei zayin if they just said Modani. Because they didn't know how to read, they didn't know anything. Times have changed. You have a Rav Soloveitchik who used to teach Gemara to women. There's a desire to learn. Chana Shneur comes onto the scene and starts the Beis Yaakov movement. Okay, imagine if you didn't have that, where they would be today? So we have Eis Lasos Hashem Yifiturasi. You have all these books in the back, even though nobody ever uses them because they're all like Bereshis and Shemos. But you have all these books in the back, and I don't know why, a full set of Mishnah Halachis. And you have full sets in the back of Swarm. How are you allowed to write down Swarm? It's also, we know it says Mefurish. Ah, Eis Lasos Teretz, you want to forget it. This is an Eis Lasos Hashem. And then he writes, and I underline and bolded this, Ulam Eina Rabbanim Hanal Bekiyim B'tanai Achayim. The Medina Sfarad. You don't have the authority to say anything. You don't know what's going on there with the Frenchies, with Frenchies. The Einam Royim Es HaMatzav Hayod Yodim Sham. They're in Takana, leaving, and you're so worried about Zmiras on Shabbos. Aval Einam Yoshreis B'Safsel Echad Yachad. It's not like they're in the canteen together, if you will. It's not like they're sitting on a bench together on boys' campus. El Hashem Shirim. They're just singing Shiras Kodesh. B'Piskei Tachos Miras B'Yachad. And in, this is my phone, it's funny, B'Machad HaKayetz. And in their summer camps. Gama Shirim Longdim Abanim Levad. They have Shir, they have Chinuch. And they're separate. They're not crazy, this camp. They're not crazy. They don't have joint canteen. They're just singing together. Come on. And now, he says, only in base Knesset is a tekana mechitza. So you can't tell me that that's a problem. It's because of the stock of the shmi of tefillin and kriya shema shasu mitamzeh. And he says, the isser of kol isha. Now let's get to the real inyan, he writes. That I even saw this myself in Berlin, Ra'isi v'batei charedim, mizmorim anashim v'nashim v'yachad, b'shabbos, nobody said anything about that. Meforish v'din, v'orichayim, as we read in Ayin Hay, shekol zemer isha, b'shas kriyashma is asr. V'yafilu shlo b'shas kriyashma, we said it's asr for nidos and anybody else. And we know it's yadu amachak, because Rishonim pointed out to you in the Ran and the Mordechai, v'chulu v'chulu. But the Rosh says that it's asr, it's asr. And then he says, oh, so let me give you heter number one. This is the heter of Rav Hildersheim and Rav Hirsch, where it says Zion, second to last paragraph. Heter of Ismiris B'Chavish, why? Mishum Trey Kole Lo Mishami. Gemara, famous Gemara Megillah. Two voices together, the heter of all heterim, everybody likes to use this. Two voices together is considered to be not a recognizable voice, and that is the famous heter. The Chazam Sofer. What? The Chazam Sofer uses this exact lashon, uses this little lack lashon as well, and he uses it as a heter. And therefore, what? As long as there's a bunch of voices there. Now this would be great and fine and dandy if you want to go like Rav Hildersheim, you want to go like Rav Hirsch, you want to go like Chasam Sofer, except he actually rejects this. And he says, that's not so good. And he gives another example. Shomach Matzati L'davar. Sorry, question. Yes, my friend.
Yeah, not the question of Bix or anything, but where does he pull like a number like 17 from?
Oh! What? So, not at all. Say anything against Rav Dixon, because many of the psakim that are found here in this wonderful camp were that of Rav Neuberger. Rav Neuberger Shlita Rosh Yeshiva in YU came up with a number. I didn't have a chance. I've been meaning to speak to him about why that number. But 16. But that sweet 16 number is probably based on just what he felt was not recognizable. But Aliba to this second shita, Shamach Matzati the Davar Mikre B'Shoftim. the story about Devorah, who apparently sang to Barak, which is cool, but I wrote this in English, except that she was not married to Barak. She was married to Isha Lapidot. She was married, yeah, that's a problem. So why was she singing to him?
Singing to him.
But there, Sheva, Shevia, Pasuk Zeh, the Dachal Dibor Zeh, Shkasa Batoisib, Yavama, is a different case. Okay, fine. At the end of the day, he does think that it's mutter because it's being done. Hatiros Mir Shabbos, because Shmir's Kol Zemer, the Mizmorim or Kodesh, are done L'Shem Shamayin, Kitei La'orer, Ragishut Datam, Eitzel Abanot. Uletam Bilvavam Chiba, the Kitchei Yisrael, Yesh L'Smach on the Kiva. So one other possible heter, one could say, is now we have three possible heterim. But one simple heter, and the way that he ends, is saying, come on, this is Shirim, Mizmorim, Hisairus. I listened to that last song, Yehi Ratzon, that's such a beautiful song, everybody says that together. What? That's what we should think of. Maybe next week's Shir, when we talk about listening to music on the 3 weeks, I always laughed about people are so machmir, and they're beating people up in other bunks and saying, you can't listen to music, oh, we don't know it, oh, da-da-da. All these things, when a guy's listening to music that's inspiring him to concentrate on the 3 weeks, and instead he's doing something better. A kid asked me today, unfortunately these people think I know them, you know, they didn't see any other rabbi. They say, are you a rabbi? I'm like, I can kind of, yeah, go ahead. And they said, what's the story of movies? So I always say, you know, my famous joke, it's not true. Somebody went to Rav Moshe and they said, Rav Moshe Feinstein, are you allowed to go to movies in the 3 weeks? And Rav Moshe said, no! Thank you very much. The guy's walking, oh, by the way, it's also during the 52 weeks. Yeah, you have to find the post-it that says you can go to the movies first. So it's just not the right thing because your mind should be on avail. So one of the guys, oh, we didn't go to movies because it's Osir. Obviously it's Osir, so we didn't do that. So we went bowling for 3 hours. So is that better? Are we getting extras maybe? You know, I was like, are we playing video games? We were playing Pokemon. Where do you draw the line? But it really, one could find a heter and say, hey, this is, you know, if I was part of the camp, let's say, and the director cared about me and he said, you know, what do you think? I would say, you know what? I want you announced before. There's a matzav in Eretz Yisrael. Things aren't pashut. Girls, boys, when you sing the songs, what you think about the words. I want these words to go up to Shemayim. And all of a sudden, there'll be a few people there. We'll go, bye. But if you're going to, if let's say, it was for sure, in my opinion, Zimriah was, you know, Geisha songs. Let's flash back to the 60s and bring some Beatles songs in. That's a little bit more problematic. But with that Snif L'Hakel of the Sri Deish, and the possibility that Trey Kolos Mishtame, that we have many, many voices, and it's not just two or three, it's 16 voices, and there are no solos allowed. One could see a possible heter. Although, to be intellectually honest, in the last few minutes I have, the Shales of Jews, Yabia Omer, Ravadi over here, quotes the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ha'e. Gemara says, Shani Hasu de Misra, story about Yehuda, Inkan Mir Tushiv, Ish al Ish, that when it comes to what the eyes don't see, is not usher. She'ein yetzar sholeit el b'mi she'anarayas. So he asked, if I don't see, if I'm listening to it on the radio, or I'm going to go into the dome and I'm going to close my eyes, and I don't see the woman, that should be a heter. And in fact, Rav Avadja thinks that would be a good heter. Stop, I'm listening to music on the radio and a song comes up. I don't know who Britney Spears is, and I don't know, you know, Caitlyn Jenning, I don't know, boy, man, I don't know what it is, I don't understand. So that's not us, sir. I don't know her. But says, if you don't know her, but you know of her, right? They say, you know, you're driving and all of a sudden, and now here's the latest from, thank you.
No, Katy Perry's a good song.
Good. Katy Perry.
Keep alive. Scrooge. I mean, I didn't hear it.
The word geschmack can never come out of your mouth with that lotion of the Perry in this, unless Katy Perry is a man. So. So if you say, says Rav Avadya, I know what she looks like. I saw once there was an ad and there was a picture of her. But I don't really mock here. I don't know. He says, that's also us. That's also us. Don't make an excuse today. That's everybody's listening to me. Yeah, no, it's not mutter.
What about if a woman singing live wears a mask?
No, so interesting. The Tzitzit Eliezer has a tshuva in Hey Beis, Chelik Hey, Simon Beis. He said that maybe we could be Mako. Why? Number one, maybe we go according to this Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Hey, the eyes don't see it. I'm talking about the radio now. Maybe we can tina that it's not even her voice. The radio is so fake. You guys know the difference, I'm sure, now, right? Person says, well, I'm going to download songs from YouTube and I'll listen to it on my fancy schmancy, whatever you have now. I don't know. My Bose headphones. So in a second, you're going to listen to it. This is from YouTube. This is not real music. Real music is the thing I downloaded illegally from Napster, whatever. That's music. So it's not really considered her voice. Well, Berman wanted to say this with a microphone. That's his heter. He wanted to say that a microphone, I think, if I remember, in Marashah, they let a girl sing, stam, just one girl sing with a microphone because it's not her voice. So I asked him, I said, but what about a Megillah? You hold that when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, you can use a microphone in shul. If it's not the voice, stop it. So, and therefore, it says that Sizzle Yezra, maybe there's a proof by Shofar and Megillah that's not really their voices, because that's the way Paskin. This is the way the Shel Shul's B'nai Bonim or of Hankin holds as well. That there is a sniff lahakel, but he writes he's not sure about TV because then you see the image of the person. VH1 a la MTV, that would be usher. However, many, many poskim say radio is usher. Chelkas Yaakov, the Shevet Halevi, Harav Vosner again, Harav Breish of Yaakov Breish, the Aznibu of Silber, the Mishnah Halachas says the Yetzirah is going to grab you and you better be careful. The Gemara's case in Sanhedrin, how do you explain that? He says, that's when you have no idea. You're walking past the store and some woman singing, you don't even see her, you're like, okay, what are you going to do? But you have an idea who she is, that's all for sure, Asher. That's what he writes. The Sheol Teshuva is the Selech HaRav, Chaim David HaLevi, the chief rabbi of, the former chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, writes beautifully as well. The same thing would be with a microphone. He says, "Etzem Hashela, I can't believe it. Tomea mi heter kol ikul ashevet beulam beemsa microphone upasha biyosu shein hevdel in my call. What? There's really a difference. I'm so perfect. I can tell the difference between the two voices because she's using a microphone now to sing." He says, "It can't be. You can't consider something where women are singing. Pasha jaser l'shevet beulam because that's aser. No question about it. There'll be no excuse." So, in the final minute that we have, let's summarize. We saw that even if we call ourselves a depraved society, even if we say that things should be also, it doesn't matter. Today, it doesn't matter. We still have these Yisurim. We saw the Gemara in Brachos, we saw other Gemaras that quote, the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara in Sota. And we tried to define what it means. Is it only Kriya Shema Menu Rishonim held that way? But we said, no, the Rav Rishonim don't agree with that, and the Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra doesn't agree with that, and the Ramah doesn't agree with that, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't agree with that, and says it's all women's voices in any single case. We saw the Marshal Tshuva of the Sri Deish, who said that under certain circumstances the Kol Isha would be mutter if it's together with boys singing, and it's Zmiros, and it's going to be, and maybe the joint voices is something that in fact is a heter. And we saw some person who say if you don't know who the woman is, maybe it's going to be mutter. Rav Avadya says because when it comes to a woman's voice that you don't know who the woman is, maybe that's mutter, but others were against it, and certainly if you could see the woman, like TV, and a microphone doesn't help us at all. We should be careful just answering things, and the people used to get up and walk out. Oh, I'm going to go to Zimir, and I'm going to walk out. I'm going to show them who's boss. You don't know halacha. Stop it. There is very well codified heterim for this, and we should be aware of them. Doesn't mean that we have to personally hold this way. Baruch Hashem, you're halakha waiters. You don't have to go to these types of events. But certainly, if you went up to your boss and you said, hey, mailman guy, I went up to him and you said, hey, I can't serve when there are girls singing Zmira Shabbos. Right? This guy's not around all Shabbos because he's such a machmir. He's sitting and sleeping in his bunk, not coming to Minuk on time. I have to wait for 10 minutes for you. And so, So what do I say? So Melman says, look at the Sri Deish. It's not so usher. Should be aware, be halachic Jews, and understand what's usher and what's mutter.